Cosmo Creamy.
Okay. You're checked in?
Yeah, thank you.
Here's your AIDS ribbon.
No, thanks.
You don't want to wear an AIDS ribbon?
No.
But you have to wear an AIDS ribbon.
I have to?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't want to.
But everyone wears the ribbon. You must wear the ribbon.
What you are? You're a ribbon bully.
Hey! Hey, you! Come back here! Come back here and put this on!
Hey, where's your ribbon?
Oh, I don't wear the ribbon. You don't wear the ribbon? Aren't you against AIDS?
Yeah, I'm against AIDS.
I mean, I'm walking, aren't I? Don't wear the ribbon.
Who do you think you are?
Put the ribbon on.
Hey, Cedric, Bob, this guy won't wear a ribbon.
Who? Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon? So, what's it going to be? Are you going to wear the ribbon?
No, never.
But I'm wearing the ribbon. He's wearing the ribbon. We are all wearing the ribbon. So why aren't you going to wear the ribbon?
This is America. I don't have to wear anything I don't want to wear.
What are we going to do with him?
I guess we're just going to have to teach him to wear the ribbon.
One of the most prominent findings or pages that popped up was a site called The Truth About Cancer. And The Truth About Cancer gave the following advice. Don't treat your cancer with chemotherapy. There are natural remedies instead. If I had taken their advice, I would not be standing here with you today. And the reason I raised this is because that same group is still going strong on Facebook and Twitter and other platforms with the truth about vaccines. They're trying to convince people to refuse life-saving vaccines. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, the Center for Countering Digital Hate found that the couple behind both of these pages were part of what they coined the disinformation dozen, just 12 accounts that were responsible for 65% of the disinformation that was spreading across the world on social media, infecting the minds of millions. And, you know, why is this relevant to the UN? Well, when we finally got the vaccines to other parts of the world, and in Africa in particular, which was had publics that were very vaccine positive, we were finding people refusing to take them. They had been so infected by these conspiracies that they weren't only refusing the COVID-19 vaccines, but also childhood vaccines as well.
Again, we have experience with this type of vaccine in billions of people. It's a safe vaccine. Of course, with the mRNA, there's a very, very, very low risk, particularly in young men, of getting a myocarditis. But if you look at the risk of myocarditis from COVID itself is greater than the risk of the vaccine.
I think we will see a lot of advancements with mRNA. And the good thing after the success of COVID, it is that right now we have a substantial wave of companies, biotechs and big pharmas, that are working on mRNA, a lot. And they are working on multiple applications of mRNA. So I think the first things that I'm hopeful to see it is other vaccines other than COVID, a flu vaccine with mRNA, a shingles vaccine with mRNA, other vaccines with mRNA.
There's a report from a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, this is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. That's not hidden. It's not a conspiracy. Transhumanism, and they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point, kind of opening that space ethically and otherwise.
Then we are going to the third horizon, which the technology will be used for gene editing, to be able, if people are born, they have a genetic disease that is right now, it is untreatable, and in many cases a death sentence for those. There's nothing that they can do about it. Now we have some hopes that maybe that also can work.
I think there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front, particularly around synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So I mean, I think with enough, with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. These are, you can basically do anything. You can turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence.
And you see, the difference of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing,
right.
Just as an example, it's you who exactly. are changed. Yeah. And of yeah. course, this has a big impact on yeah. your identity.
We need to realize that humans are now hackable animals. You can hack them.
A good two-way communication system, direct communication system between brains and computers, this is kind of the watershed moment. I mean, once you have a good two-way, nobody has any idea what happens after that.
Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian regimes, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
But also I'm concerned that the compliance of the population with the recommendations of the experts will not be very high. More people did the first dose, and then lesser did the second, and then lesser will do the third and the fourth. And so for that reason, we need to find a solution that makes it easy for people to get. And I think this solution, it is the number one priority is to have a vaccine that lasts a year. So once people know that it is once a year, I do it every autumn, for example, fall, I think that will improve the amount of people that are getting the vaccine.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
There's a report from a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, this is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. That's yep. not hidden. It's not a conspiracy. Transhumanism, and they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point.
So we've still, it's not all bad. We have teamed up with the platforms to elevate reliable information around COVID and climate, to amplify trusted messengers, and we have quite an army of them out there who want to take UN content and promote it within their followings, and also educating users on how to slow the spread of disinformation. Our new slogan that we want to have everybody have in their ear when they're online is pause, take care before you share.
I think the chief value of science is power. Science is mainly about gaining power over the world. They use truth to some extent on the way to achieving power or to achieving order, but this is not their highest value.
Say more about power. What do you mean?
I think science as an institution is interested in gaining the power, to gain control over the world. Science is not really, at least this is my view as a historian, science is not really about truth, it's about power. The real aim of science as a project, as an establishment, is not truth, it's power. Particular individuals, particular scientists, may be very interested in the truth, personally. But as an institution, the real aim of science is power.
So if people tell you boys love boys, boys love girls, and it's against nature that a boy would love a boy, and you're, I don't know, 14 years old, and you feel that you're actually attracted to other boys, that experience is far more truthful than any story anybody tells you. And that's science.
No more guns. There's no more guns.
in science, you can't publish any article in any academic journal, in I think in any discipline, which explains something with God.
This is the great awakening.
Awakening, they hate when people unite, trying to take away Christ while we the people just fight. Don't matter black or white, whether left or right, I feel the Lord's about to strike like a thief in the night. Evil right in your sight, thought this was home of the brave. Good men do nothing now, will be the home of the slaves. Just keep locking you down, all alone and enraged. Soldiers fought and died for this, I bet they roll in their graves. This is spiritual war, so be on guard with your kids. See, hope the stock keeps dropping till we bankrupt Disney. Don't support if it's woke. Toss it out like a frisbee. You perverted CEOs thinking nobody knows. We gotta boycott the parks. I'm hoping nobody shows. This world got real dark. Can't even trust kids' shows. Be on your toes. These are foes coming straight for your heart. You don't believe it's the mark? You better believe it's the start. Feels like I'm weaving through darks. This great awakening grows. Chris Sky said it best. Gotta just say no. Politicians work for us, so what we say goes. When will treason be punished? Only the good Lord knows. These pedophiles are in droves, put in the highest position, thinking wicked is normal. A sane mind, this is sickening. About time you should listen and stop whining and wishing. You better get in this fight or suffer the rest of your life.
You've been sleeping for too long. Time to wake up and get strong. If you're able to respond, get off the sideline. Turn to God before it's done. Repent by the end of this song. Work no play when it's today before it's nighttime. Going down the rabbit hole. Somebody show me the way, cause I need to know. Searching for hope for my soul. Trying to find a better day, but this world's too cold. I used to politic, but now I find I'm done with it. My mind is on the kingdom. Let them know before the curtains close. Time to wake up, nothing's fake, I've got these lies. The truth is rarely televised. They trying to take my mind, but I don't need to be entertained, you see. No complacency, I'm faced with Satan trying to speak to me. To deceive, sees a degeneracy, but my mind will not receive. Honestly, be an anomaly, be who you called me. You can take the veil down. Open your eyes, you can see. Take the mask off, you can breathe. Give all glory to the King. It's the reason why we sing. It's the great awakening.
It's the great awakening. It's time to let our freedom ring. It's time to focus on the truth and not to focus on the bling. You see, it's now happening. With the mandates now returning, Jenner Land is not stopping. With Malik Obama joining, Roseanne is truth bombing. Eric Trump is unrelenting. We'll never stop stating that Jesus is our King. Jim Brewer keeps us laughing. Still exposes vaccines. Coke exposes Epstein. Okay, explains what it all means.
Home of the brave, land of the free. Freedom's only found in the arms of Jesus. This world will lie to your mind to deceive you. Trojan horse like treason, you be all up every season. The kingdom of God unite, fight for what's right, be the light. Don't put trust in man, this world's never set us free. Like, where do you put your faith in? Who do you believe in? Wake up before it's too late, repent, run back to Jesus. The Great Awakening.
Join General Flynn and the Reawaken America Tour at TimeToFreeAmerica.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody.
Whoa.
The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Akash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. People actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour.
Whoa.
If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now the Reawaken America tour is going back to Trump Doral, Miami, Florida on October 13th and 14th. And then we're taking the Reawaken America tour into California and into Tulare, California.
What?
Yes. Tulare, California is a real place. And we're going to be there on December 15th and 16th. Come and see Dr. Judy Mikovits, Julie Green, Amanda Grace, Dr. Simone Gold, the powerlifter and wife of Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Jean Ho, Roger Stone, the woman who woke up the world with the Plandemic series, Dr. Judy Mikovits, the hilarious Jim Brewer, Dr. Peter McCullough, Mike Won't Let America Go to Hell Lindell, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Pastor Mark Burns, Pastor Greg Locke, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Pastor Brian Gibson, Pastor Phil Hodson-Piller, Pastor Craig Hagin. Because, although even America may be facing an imminent disaster, on the Reawaken America Tour, we travel with pastors. Did I mention on the Reawaken America Tour, we've had Liz Crokin, Jimmy Levy, we've had Mickey Willis, we've even had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. show up at the Reawaken America Tour. We've had Charlie Kirk, Roseanne, Donna Clement Petruska, Mel Kay, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Mike Adams, Seth Holhouse, Donald J. Trump Jr. If you want to join the Reawaken America Tour in beautiful Miami, Florida at the Trump Doral Golf Course and Resort, get those tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. Or if you want to join us in beautiful Tulare, California, get those tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. We have scholarship pricing available to make this event affordable for everybody. What does that mean? That means you can name your price. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you can name your price. We want every single American and married Americans going to be able to afford a ticket to the Reawaken America Tour. The Reawaken America Tour. Get those tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, Henry Kissinger, and the World Economic Forum, they have their get-togethers at Davos. But we have the Reawaken America Tour so you can learn the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, and to get back to God. Ladies and gentlemen, 70-plus speakers are featured during this two-day epic event. To make this event affordable for everybody, you can name your price.
So I'd like to name my price Skylar. Or Hamilton, or
this is probably Pitt. Not the right conference for you. Each and every Reawaken America Tour event has been 100% sold out, and these events will be sold out as well. Request those tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. Or for faster service, you can text them the number 918-851-0101. 02. Again, to be bilingually sensitive, you can text in the number 918-851-0102. That's 918-851-0102. Whoa.